Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
You are listening to the 12 Days of Christmas, a special gift from Northwest Christian School to all of our families via Kingdom Culture Conversations, a podcast brought to you by Frameworks, a biblical worldview initiative of Northwest Christian. The countdown is on.
We're
getting close.
Wednesday.
That North Pole sleigh, I think they're fueling it up. It's getting ready. Wednesday, 12/22. And we have the opportunity today. We're counting down not just the days to Christmas, but these are the 12 days of Christmas. We are, as a community, Northwest Christian School, we're dropping in virtually on 12 different churches.
We've got to be on like day nine.
We are
nine right now.
Yeah, day nine.
Yeah.
We're counting them down. And our gift Lord's to the Northwest
Leapin?
Christian community is just the reminder. Yeah, Lord's a Leapin.
Okay. We got that one. Maybe.
I think. Maybe it is.
What a gift. This has been a gift.
It has been. Because, again, effectively, what we're doing is advertising for churches.
Right.
Christian school is awesome, but the hope of the world
is
the local church.
Amen.
And folks, if you're not involved, if you're not more than involved, invested,
plugged in
a community, take this Christmas season to give your family the ultimate gift. And that's a real, true commitment, real deep involvement.
To the local church.
To the local church.
Yeah.
And this church, we're going to we're going to drop in virtually on J. Mark Martin.
Pastor Mark.
Pastor Mark down at Calvary Phoenix.
Two campuses,
yep.
One on I-17 and Thunderbird, one up at 59th and Bell.
Yeah, you can't miss the one on
the I-17.
On the I-17.
Yeah.
That's I love what they do with that signage there. But this church, it's got a little bit of an impact in your family story.
Yeah, about 24 years ago, I called up a young lady named Erica, and I said, "Hey, baby, you want to go to church?
Hey, baby,
you want to go to church?" And my first date with my now wife of 22 years was Calvary Phoenix on a Wednesday night. Then we went to Hoagie Yogi and got some yogurt, and as they say, the rest is history.
Wow. Yeah, you got that relationship started on the right track.
Yeah. And we got an alumni. Zach Papuga is a pastor over at Calvary.
Yep.
They're doing some good stuff with college ministry with the community with Jason Fieser. Devon Cunningham is a regular chapel speaker here.
Big fan of Devon. He does great work on this
big
campus.
Fan of Calvary Phoenix.
Yeah. Calvary Phoenix. Thanks.
What's Pastor Mark talking about today?
So in today's message, he's, of course, pointing people to Jesus. And Pastor Mark does a great job of expository preaching, really gets in a detailed
way. Listen to him
and
all day.
You'll get a sense of that today. So pointing people to Jesus. He's got a kind of a funny story about being a pastor and an interaction he had with his barber. You're gonna enjoy this.
Love it. Enjoy this day.
This shows me how filled with integrity this man was at the convenience that, hey, you know, you're pregnant. We can have, like things are moving. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Joseph stayed in a position of honoring her body as sacred until God's mission was complete in her womb. Interesting. Very interesting. This just shows me what a rock star Joseph was, a man of self-control, a man of integrity, that even when this would have been very convenient for him, that he honored God's mission in her body, that he honored this. Really, a really neat moment for us. So, Emmanuel, God with us. I see three things from this, and then your worship team, you guys can come up as I kind of wrap this up. The first Emmanuel application I see is that God is with you in your fear. God is with you in your fear. Some of you are facing circumstances and life situations and difficulties that even really during the holidays are such triggers. I remember a few years ago I did a sermon series, Surviving the Holidays, that during the holidays, anxiety, depression, suicide spikes, death, families, regular natural deaths increase. Life gets very difficult for some people in December. While some are having their best moments, some are living in their worst moments. And I want you to know something, Emmanuel, God is with you. God is with you in your fear. The Bible speaks so much about fear because we are so prone to it. It says the word afraid 165 times. It says the word fear 437 times. It says don't be afraid 42 times, fear not 158 times, and don't be dismayed 22 times in the Bible. Do you think we have a fear problem? Maybe. But Emmanuel, God is with you in your fear. Listen, let me make something very clear. Let me suck the shame out of the fear. To fear is not to be weak. To fear is to be human. You can be all macho, tough, strong. Like, listen, that's cool. You can flex on God, but he's not impressed with your muscles. It's the heart posture. You can pretend that you're not afraid or something doesn't shake you and you're steadfast and you're like, hey, come at me, bro. Like, listen, that's nice, but when life gets tough, you get just as afraid as the next person. But then God says this, hey, I'm here. I know you're human, you're trapped in this body that's not fun all the time. Emmanuel, God is with you in your fear. He wants to walk with you in that. He wants to take you through that, and especially during the holidays. Some of you, it can be very lonely. Some of you, you're grieving. For some of you, you don't have family in town, and it's just a weird time. It's never felt the same since you moved here. Emmanuel, God is with you in your fear. The second Emmanuel application I see with Joseph is that God is with you in your heartbreak. God is with you in your heartbreak. The Bible says in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. I take that to mean this. If God, which he can't, but if he could be any closer than he already is, being omnipresent, God in all particles and all things, sustaining human life by the power of his word and being all tabernacling with his people, God in the... If he could be any closer to us, the Bible says the brokenhearted, he's even closer. If he could be any closer, he says the brokenhearted person activates a special ministry of God through the Holy Spirit that ushers in God's comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3. I beseech you by the mercy of God, the God of all comfort. Emmanuel, God is with you in your pain, in your sorrow, in your grief. If he could be any nearer than he already is, he's that much nearer to those of you that are really battling.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.